Robert Palmer, and I'm the Director of Governance, Culture and Diversity for the Council of Europe.
In your opening address to the Berne Convention this morning, you mentioned the threat to biodiversity in Europe. The Berne Convention, of course, concentrates on what governments should do, but what's the role of the public in protecting Europe's biodiversity?
The public has an extremely important role to play, especially civil society, on two counts. First of all, there are many NGOs, professional NGOs, that are observing what is happening to this planet and making their views known, both to their member governments, but also through the media. And this has provided an important force for good. It is people in local communities that are experiencing the effects of much of the environmental damage caused by inadequate policies or lack of follow-up. There's also the general public, too, that has an interest in protecting generations of their own children, of ensuring a quality of life for their own communities. And these are incredibly important forces for an understanding of the work of the Berne Convention. There's also a specialist side, of course, which is about experts, governmental experts and non-governmental experts. But we place a lot of emphasis on response from local people.
We've had 30 years now in Europe of a substantial green movement. Do you think the public is still alive to the messages of the Berne Convention? Does it still resonate with the public in Europe?
I think the Berne Convention itself is extremely technical convention. Probably very few members of the public have heard of the Berne Convention itself, but what they are aware of is the impacts of the extraordinary changes that have occurred in their world with regard to environmental and ecological damage. This is what people are experiencing in their daily lives when they go for a walk in the countryside or see a pollution around them in local lakes and ponds or in the general atmosphere. So I think people are conscious, but perhaps have a lack of understanding of how they can act. And a body like the Standing Committee of the Berne Convention is one of those means of taking action, of implementing different regulations which will protect our environment for the generations to come.
So what can an individual do living in Europe, seeing that the biodiversity around him or her is at threat? What can that person do?
I think that person should make his views known, either through a local non-governmental organization interested in the issues that an individual feels concerned about, whether it's animal and bird life or flora and fauna in their local community. Make their views known, but particularly make their views known to political leaders within their local councils, their municipalities. This is extremely important. We live in a democratic society, and the views of individuals are very, very important in influencing policies of our local authorities. Making views known, I think that is what I would suggest.
Now, the Berne Convention is having its annual session over the next 3 days. What are the main themes that you'll be discussing?
There are several main themes at this meeting. One important one is the impact of climate change. A lot of people have talked about this, but not so much in relation to the important biodiversity elements in our society. So the Berne Convention has commissioned many reports, specialist reports, to look at the impact and the damage being caused through changing climates and to take action. And by action, this means suggesting new policies, new recommendations for governments at different levels to take action to prevent this degradation. Another important issue is what is called the invasion of alien species. This is not people from outer space. These are animals which are causing enormous difficulties in the protection of biodiversity in certain parts of the country, either an overabundance of such animals or an underabundance of such animals. And this is quite serious in terms of the chain of biodiversity. And so this is also of great concern to the convention itself. And of course, it deals with complaints. And that is NGOs, civil society, complain that certain procedures within the Berne Convention, certain regulations, are not being met by member governments. They lodge these complaints, and there's a monitoring of member states that have to stand up in front of all the other member states and explain why they've changed the regulation or why they've abused the regulation or why they've not maintained the standards of the Berne Convention. So this issue of monitoring becomes quite important. It's a check and balance within our society and a very important role for the Council of Europe.